our first guest is Jeffrey Haislett. Jeffrey is CEO of the Haislett Group. He's a primetime TV and radio host. He's a active on the speaker circuit, and he's the former chief marketing officer at Kodak. He's the author of the recent book, Think Big, Act Bigger, The Rewards of Being Relentless. Your background at Kodak makes you part of one of the most discussed innovation stories in modern history. I think everybody knows that the camera film industry was disrupted by Kodak in 1975, and you were there kind of during that free fall from 2006 through 2010. What was it about the culture, the structure, the incentives, the people? What happened? What was it like to be in Kodak during those years?
Well, I tell you, you know, they're best known probably, you know, for all the successes they had over the years, but then now more recently known for the success that they didn't jump onto, and that was the invention back in 75 of the digital cameras, so they just ignored it. But, you know, it was it's a problem that a lot of entrepreneurs, a problem that a lot of business owners face, and that single-minded focus. They get tunnel vision around what they do. And so their story becomes that of an internal one, which is, hey, we're a film company, rather than a company that made Kodak moments, no matter how you made them. But they got so fixated on the fact that they were a film company, they forgot what they were really doing. I mean, they had the only product that people would actually run back into a burning building to save. And if you think about it, had they looked at it more along those lines, maybe the outcome would have been a lot different. I'm not saying it would have, but maybe the outcome would have been different.
You know, one of the things that I love about the book is pages 40 and 41, where you list, I counted over, I think, 62. You list 62 different excuses.
Yeah.
And these are mostly these are excuses that any manager would hear when they're trying to push a group to innovate. You know, the market's not ready. We can't prove the ROI. The sales team won't sell it. We don't have the budget for it. You know, marketing won't approve it. Well, maybe not the last one. I had to give my cat dialysis.
Oh, I love that one. That was my favorite one.
You actually heard that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I crowdsourced these. I said, give me your best excuses you ever heard. I just sent a tweet out to people and said, hey, I want to quote this in the book. Give me the best excuses you've ever heard. And that's what they came back with. And, of course, many of them we've all heard.
There's a few that we hadn't heard,
so I like those a lot.
Yeah, so of those 62, 61, I think, you know, managers are out there listening to the show and shaking their heads saying, yeah, I've been there. I've heard those excuses for why we can't innovate. What do you do when you hear that?
You have to push through them. You have to go over the obstacle, around it, through it, you know, ignore it to get it done, because that's what they are. And most of them are self-imposed. Let's take the one like budget. It's not in the budget. Oh, wait, so what if it's not in the budget? Who cares? Make a choice that this is more important than the budget. Make it important that this is more important than the other items in the budget. I mean, that's your decision. That's what business is all about, is making choices and making smart decisions, or at least learning from stupid ones. So that's what we're supposed to do every day in business. And so, you know, I could give a great example, you know, a couple of examples, but one of the best one was, you know, I went into my team about the second day of January. Our fiscal year was January 1st through December 31st. About the second or third day of January, I went into the office and said, hey, this is this idea I got. I just saw this. We should implement it. And someone said right off the bat, this is like second or third day of January. It's not in the budget. I said, it's $20,000. I said, we have a $17 billion company. You tell me that you've got it planned down to that already, and you know you can't find $20,000 in the budget? Are you nuts? You know? And so, you know, those are all self-imposed limitations. And what you have to do is go around them, through them, over them, and get what you need to get done. That's your job. That's your responsibility. That's what you've signed up for. And that's what more and more of us should be doing.
What have you learned in your career about how to make more innovation happen in a company?
Well, I think the biggest thing is two things. One is, I talked about conditions of satisfaction. What is it you want to do? What is it you want to drive? And both in your personal side and your business side. You know what? So for me, I've got my own personal goals in terms of, you know, building wealth, having fun, and learning new things. And I have to stick to that. And anytime I get away from those, I really have problems. And then I have to define them for the business. And the second thing is focus. You have to have a great amount of focus. And with that, you know, if you have those conditions of satisfaction, you can use those as your filters for should we be doing this or not. So I call it in the book, Think Big, Act Bigger, killing squirrels. You know, Doug the talking dog in the movie Up used to be distracted all the time. He'd be talking to you and say, "Hey, I'm Doug the talking dog," and squirrel, and he would look away. And that's what happens in business every day, and we have to kill those squirrels.